This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed infections. U.S. President Donald Trump called into a charity golf tournament broadcast Sunday and promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy. That sounded far more optimistic than most experts say is realistic. Mr. Trump hailed the event broadcast on NBC and said he'd like to see crowds packing into sports venues by this fall, whether or not a cure for the virus is developed. Experts, however, say finding a cure that fast is far from certain and have warned that easing restrictions too quickly could cause the virus to rebound. Skin doctors suddenly are looking at a lot of toes as concern grows for some people. It's a sign of COVID-19 that may pop up in an unusual spot. These are being called COVID toes, red sores and sometimes itchy swellings on the toes. The American Academy of Dermatology says do not race to the emergency room if the digits are the only worry. It issued advice early this month that a telemedicine check is the first step for people wondering if they do have COVID toes and have no other reason for urgent care. Australia is urging China to engage in discussions to ease trade tensions after Canberra called for an international inquiry into the origins of the new coronavirus. China, accusing Australia of playing petty tricks, recently suspended beef imports from four of Australia's largest meat processors and is considering imposing hefty tariffs on imports of barley. In an interview on Sunday, Australia's trade minister said he had asked for talks with his Chinese counterpart. This is VOA News. The future looks grim for the class of 2020. The pandemic has shattered the economy, and the high hopes of graduates who just months ago seemed all but assured of success. New college graduates searching for jobs will be competing not just with the experienced workers, but with those in another class of 2020. Those are high school graduates now forced to defer their dreams of college because they cannot afford it. One expert says that whether the class of 2020 will face long-term setbacks depends on the recession's severity and the speed of economic recovery. Five Iranian tankers, likely carrying at least $45.5 million worth of gasoline and similar products, are now sailing to Venezuela. It's part of a wider deal between the two U.S.-sanctioned nations amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. The tanker's voyage comes after Venezuela's socialist leader Nicolas Maduro already turned to Iran for help in flying and chemicals needed at an aging refinery amid a gas